now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
I am fabulous. So what are we hearing from listeners this week?
Well, people are still filling our inbox about the show's cancellation. We got a few letters from people who were glad to see us go, but the support we're hearing from our fans is pretty amazing. This week, we're going to focus on people who listen to news and notes from different parts of the globe.
First up is Christopher Yeary, who wrote to us from Tokyo. I would like to say how disappointed I am over the news of your show going off the air. I am African American, and days go by without seeing anyone else that looks like me. And there's rarely a chance here to discuss issues relevant to the African American community. News and notes filled that void, but for now, Gambate from Tokyo, Japan.
Then Virginia Carlston in Rome, Italy, sent us this. I have been living abroad for the past 4 years and have downloaded your podcast daily as my means of keeping up with what is going on back in the States. I'm a 30-year-old white woman from Atlanta living in Rome, Italy. I hope that everyone at News and Notes will continue the good work, even if it's not on NPR.
We now head down under to Brisbane, Australia, where Scott Ferris sent us this. Australians, not just Americans, value this program, which delivers quality in journalism and depth of coverage that is hard to find. If you take it off the air, I will simply listen to NPR less.
Then Clark Arrington chimed in from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. He wrote, I am an African American living in Tanzania and totally rely on Fry and crew through podcasts to keep me informed about what is going on in the U.S. and the world for that matter. However, Fry is much more than a female African American voice. She is an informed progressive and an insightful mind.
And finally, we go to a fan in Saudi Arabia. Ibrahim Sadiq heard a rebroadcast of a conversation we had on Latin jazz and sent us this. I wish to thank News and Notes for the excellent program on Latin jazz, as well as the month-long treatment on jazz. I currently live in Saudi Arabia and enjoy News and Notes, which is rebroadcast during my morning commute. It provides a refreshing entry for the morning. I hope that the coming months will bring about a turnaround in the U.S. economy that will allow kaleidoscopic programs such as News and Notes to remain on air.
And that's it for letters, so wherever you are, please keep your thoughts coming over the next few months.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, police all over the country say shoplifting is going up, just one symptom of our times. We continue our crime series with a look at how lawlessness affects society's bottom line.